One, go.
Welcome back to another edition of Baseball. Your host, Bone, Logan, and Jacob in the computer course.
Okay.
Oh, and Bob.
All right. So, big stuff happening. Jacob, do you want to tell them who just picked up Dallas Keuchel?
Yes, the Atlanta Braves, and then you want to tell them who Sox closer just got picked up by? Because guess what? He must be so bad at the boss that Sox don't want him anymore.
Well, Craig Kimbrell gets picked up by the Chicago Cubs. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Anybody but Chicago.
Okay, we'll talk about Atlanta. That dude, their best opener was Mike. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I think he's on the DL, isn't he?
I think so. Seen Newcom, he's good. But, yeah, that's huge. I mean, Dallas Keuchel. Are you kidding me?
Supposedly he throws 100 pitches every 5 days, but they're gonna probably send him to AA or AAA or just.
You kidding me, dude? Why would they do that?
Because he hasn't faced batters. He doesn't know say that you've not been playing baseball since the age of 6, and now you're just getting back into it. Are you gonna play competitive? Probably not.
Alright, so Dallas Keuchel picked up by the Chicago Cubs. Jacob, what are you doing?
What do you mean? It's Atlanta Braves, not Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Brandon Morrow was their closer. Like, what? No. He's out.
If anybody knows who the heck he is without looking anything up online, when he got drafted, put down in the comments.
And we'll give away a card. Phillies Harper card. I have one. Alright, maybe.
But actually, we shouldn't really.
I'll do it. Alright. And, did you hear that the Cardinals-Cubs London Series 2020 is official?
Wait, but the Yankees London Series is official.
I thought that was this year.
I know, but it hasn't happened.
I guess you're right. So, yep, that means Atlanta and Cubs. You know, the Atlanta Braves surprised me. I thought they were going to be really good this year with Donaldson. But I just realized they didn't have anyone good in their bullpen.
Their bullpen.
Wait, no. I meant their starting rotation.
Their starting rotation is garbage currently, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jacob, guess what the current capacity of the Tampa Bay Rays Stadium is?
One person.
Capacity.
No idea.
Just guess.
2,000.
2,000? Okay, yeah. Let's see how true that is. It is 31,042 people.
That's it?
Yeah, I know. They just took out the top section. They just set the record for lowest capacity. I mean, for lowest attendance. They had like 4,000 maybe. Anyway, the Yankees. The Yankees. No, Jacob, you're a Yankees fan. Tell us about the Yankees.
They just got Didi back, and I don't know how he performed because I had to go to bed last night.
Well, I got to watch this whole thing, and he did good. He went out swinging his first pitch, and
How was that good?
What? Dude, he got a hit his first at bat.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Why are they playing basketball in Canada and singing O Canada at the Orica Arena just because they're 1 win away from the NBA championships?
Like, excuse me? Dude, this is a baseball podcast.
I know, but that's true. We have to do our special thing. But did you hear about Reyna? Acuna gets revenge on Reyna at bat slip on Homer on HR.
No. Oh, did you know the Puig? Did you know about the Puig? What's his name? Madison Bumgarner rivalry.
Oh, I hate Madison.
Yeah, Puig just won that recently. Who's winning that, Jacob?
The what?
The war between Bumgarner and Puig. Who's winning?
Puig.
Puig agreed. He's hit like 4 home runs off Mad Bum. I just traded for a Madison Bumgarner. Lost my Schwarber. So, yeah. Dude, the Yankees, their aisle's better than the Marlins.
Don't blame them.
The Marlins? How can you not blame them? Derek Jeter's just like, yo, we're going to change our logo. It's going to magically fix all our problems. It is pretty cool, but come on. Dude, the Marlins are really dumb because they made their seats bright blue. So,
what?
Yeah. Their seats are bright blue. So you can see, like, everyone that's not in the stands.
Wow.
Yeah.
That probably shows how bad they are.
Yeah, it does. I think that's why they did it.
Ooh. Guess what game is live right now?
What?
The Tampa Bay Boston doubleheader.
Who's winning?
Tampa Bay, 2-0,
okay, so that tells you what time we did decide, I guess. Dude, the Marlins, who's the best player on the Marlins?
Urena?
Didn't he intentionally hit someone?
Yeah, but then he got homered off of him.
You know, I gotta go with you, Jacob. It is Starlin Castro. The Yankees traded him for Stanton, right?
Stanton, which was the stupidest trade on the Marlins' part.
No. The most stupid Marlins trade is the Yelich trade.
No.
Yes. MVP.
Stanton.
Comment below, Yelich or Stanton?
Guys, come on, go with me, guys.
No, it's the Yelich trade. Come on, man. All right. So, do you think are the Cubs in first right now?
No. One of the better teams is.
The Cardinals?
No, I don't think they are they?
Alright. I have a question. Should the Indians trade Jose Ramirez?
No!
Why?
Because Ramirez...
He looks like Roberto Perez. Roberto Perez has 10 home runs this season.
So
Ramirez has 4, and Perez has a better batting average.
What is his OPS?
Lower than Perez.
Dude, but how many games has he played?
Perez or Ramirez?
Both. Yes.
Ramirez has played more than Perez.
Okay, that really proves to me that they really should trade away their second baseman for Ramirez's second.
Why would they trade Kip, man?
Because Kip is literally, I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of Kipness?
I have! You think I'm acting stupid? Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you think Dude, I thought the Dodgers were going to be trash this year.
Seriously, have a really big problem.
Well, dude, I did not see them trading. The Reds releasing Matt Kemp. Did you see that? What?
Yes.
Yeah, why would they do that?
Because Matt Kemp sucks.
You know who I think that he would be a great fit for? Guess.
Who? Boston? Yeah, probably good because that's how bad they are.
No, the Indians. They need a left fielder.
No, they really don't.
Dude, they just lost Brantley. Who's their left fielder?
Don't Jake. Know, don't care.
I think. Dude, what is up with you?
Guess what?
What?
We have the Logan.
What? It's me.
As you know, we have the in-state rivalry between Cincinnati and Cleveland probably coming up pretty soon.
Ah, dude, that's not a rivalry.
It is. There's. Have you not seen the whole thing on?
Yes, the Reds are trash. The Reds are trash.
Boston sucks.
Okay, I can agree with that. Never go to Fenway Park. Never, ever, ever go to Fenway Park. Jacob, do you know why you don't go to Fenway Park?
Why? Because everybody there sucks and is a meanie?
Dude, Jacob, no.
I'm taking a guess.
No, it's because the stadium's so old, man. The seats hurt my back.
Okay, then nobody go there. If you go there, make sure you take a picture, and we'll delete the channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you won't delete it. All right.
We're JKing, guys. We're just JKing. I'm just trying to get
comments. Yeah. Dude, I was gonna go to one of the. I was gonna go to the All-Star game. But the seats are near, like, $200.
What?
Yeah, that's a first-round CBJ Columbus Blue Jackets playoff ticket, upper level.
I just saw my phone.
You did? Pick it up.
I picked it up.
All right, good.
I'm going to the Home Run Derby, and I might stop by down by you guys.
Really? That'd be fun. Bring your cards. If you don't bring every single card you have, I'll be really mad.
No, I am not bringing every single card.
Fine, you can leave out, like, you can leave out one.
No, because I'm not going to be there, like,
Explain yourself. Okay, that's great, Jacob.
Okay, I'll tell you why, finally. All right. Because I am. We're probably
going to
be there for like half a day only.
Oh, all right. Makes sense. All right. Did you know that, you know Eddie Rosario?
Yeah.
You know how he's always so good against the Indians?
Yeah, almost pretty much.
Yeah, well, this year he's good against everyone, and he's like second in RBIs and home runs.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You heard me. Yep. Well, look it up. I heard the Indians announcer say it yesterday, so. Unless he was falsely advertising.
Yes.
Do you think he was false advertising?
No, I doubt it.
Yeah. Alright, I think we've run out of stuff to talk about. What about you?
If it's just me, I think we have.
Alright, well, that is your episode of Baseball Geek. Sorry for the wait. See you next time. Bye.